The Legacy KCAA 1050 AM and Express 106.5 FM.
And again, criticized the U.S. for providing military support to Ukraine. Meantime, Ukraine's president posted a video of what he calls a Russian missile hitting an apartment building in Zaporizhia. At least one person was killed.
The video posted by Volodymyr Zelensky to Telegram appeared to be from CCTV cameras that captured the moment a missile hit the nine-story residential block by a busy road. Ukrainian media has showed charred apartments with flames billowing from some of them. Zaporizhzhia's city council secretary says two children were among the wounded, adding that a few dozen people have needed hospital treatment, with some in critical condition. Zelensky again appealed for countries to increase pressure on the Kremlin to give up its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is testifying about parties that were held during the pandemic in government offices while Britain was under lockdown.
That was wrong. I bitterly regret it. I understand public anger, and I continue to apologize for what happened on my watch, and I take full responsibility.
But Johnson also says he did not lie about it and never knowingly or recklessly misled Parliament. TikTok CEO plans to tell Congress the video sharing app is committed to user safety, data protection, and security, and keeping the platform free from Chinese government influence. South Korea says North Korea launched cruise missiles toward the sea 3 days after the North carried out what it called a simulated nuclear attack on South Korea to protest its military drills with the U.S. A strong late-season Pacific storm that brought damaging winds and more rain and snow to saturated California was blamed for two deaths, and forecasters say more flooding is possible today. This is AP News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
I love you too.
Best known as the mom from Happy Days, and she is a delightful 89-year young Marion Ross to my studio. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Dr. Marissa, this is such a treat for me. Oh. My goodness, you're a wonderment.
Which is exactly the kind of guest that I like. Those who have gone through life, good and bad, and then taken those experiences to alchemize them into the person they are now and doing good on the planet. I'd like you to welcome Corey Feldman.
If you're grateful for it and you say right away, thank you, God. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. I'm so blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then guess what? More good things will come to you.
Does this sound familiar at all? She's back again to mark my Cancer Awareness and Prevention Month show. Please welcome Fran Drescher. Hi, Fran.
I'm supporting cancer schmants. I really appreciate it.
So what would you say are some of the biggest myths, Fran, that people have about cancer?
Well, I would say that they think that there's a cure for it.
Okay.
Instead of a cause for it.
This is the the first call-in show when I get to be Dr. Marissa, the kinder, gentler Dr. Laura. And people call in to get their life tires balanced and their critical thinking or their BS, their belief systems, smog checked. And today I am delighted to have Malie calling in from Birmingham, Alabama.
We could go 90 days and end up having terrible sex. And then you say, well, the relationship's not all about sex. Well, if I'm not getting great sex from you, then I'm going to get it from somebody else. Right?
That moose just got put on the table. And I see Josh and Jim.
I have to agree.
You're
with
both nodding, nodding, nodding. Ramon's sort of half nodding because his wife's listening. But,
I understood what was going to happen if I, Muhammad Ali's youngest daughter, made public that I was going to become a boxer. So I wanted to make sure this was the path that I wanted to go down.
You are absolutely fabulous, beautiful inside and out. And I'm giving you Dr. Marissa's Beneficial Presence on the Planet Award today.
Thank you.
When I go, I'm gone.
Are you lonely?
No.
Nah, I knew that was going to be.
But I surround myself with people. I mean, I'm always the one cooking for Thanksgiving. I'm always the one that decorates first and come to my house. All the orphans would have no place.
I'm going to have no place to go. So
okay,
I can come
okay,
over.
Come on over.
Life is so amazing if we can see it.
Jump off that exhausting hamster wheel and into balanced living with Dr. Marissa.
Promise you joy in the mystery.
Dr. Marissa, also known as the Asian Oprah. Her mission, to be a beneficial presence on the planet. Her purpose, to be your personal advocate to live, laugh, love, learn. Her life motto, don't die wondering. Take back your life with Dr. Marissa Pay.
And welcome. You're tuned in to Take My Advice. I'm Not Using It. Get balanced with Dr. Marissa, the morning show here on NBC News, CNBC News Radio, and NBC Sports, KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and streaming everywhere. iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, Audible, Tiki Live, Amazon Music, Podchaser, Geosan, Rumble, and more. Why so many places? Because I want to maximize my splatter zone for more hope and happiness. So there's no gossip on the show, no scandal, no K-words, no Kanye talk. Instead, I want you to focus on your own reality show and how you can be happy 88% of the time. So I have topics and guests to that end. And if you missed Friday's show, it was show number 900, major milestone, especially for those who said you cannot make a show about hope and happiness work. So there, you're wrong. And I'm so grateful that I get to continue to do this thing called this show every weekday morning. If you haven't free subscribed on my YouTube channel, please do, because that houses all the shows where you can watch and listen on the AM FM on my KCAA, the station that leaves no listener behind, NBC News Radio. You can just listen on your way to work as you do the drive time. And thank you for making me the number one 8 a.m. show on the way in. But on my YouTube channel, you can actually watch and listen. So I want you to free subscribe there. You can also get my red carpet playlist and listen to interviews from Halle Berry, John Travolta, Jimmy Fallon, The Temptations, and more. So all that's available to you on my YouTube channel. And you can also get my past shows. So if you missed the one with the Waltons a couple weeks ago with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz's daughter, Lucy Arnaz, all of that is available on the playlist. And today I have a very special show because it's a doubleheader. It is Sleep Awareness Month. And so I have an interview that I did a couple days ago with Dr. Carlos Nunez, and followed by a very special guest live in studio. I am hashtag Dr. Marissa reporting live today out of San Diego. And those of you who know, once a year I go, my friend Greg Reed does amazing this show that I've been on stage as a speaker for, and he brings amazing guests. Last year was Carol Baskin, I think you remember, from Tiger King, as well as the bailiff from Judge Judy. And there's all kinds of people that I get to meet, and I found one to bring to you today. And his name is Star Russo. Sorry, he's right here beside me waiting in the wings in the green room. And I'm going to bring him on after my interview with Dr. Carlos Nunez, giving us some really good information about sleep awareness, sleep deprivation, and why sleep is so important. So we'll be right back live, but I wanted to play you this interview. Enjoy.
Didn't you take my advice? I'm not using a gift balance with Dr. Marissa, the morning
right.
show, and just in time for National Sleep Awareness Week and Daylight Savings Time, a new survey finds that people think that they're getting a good amount of sleep, but how they feel in the morning suggests something else. Joining us today is Dr. Carlos Nunez. He's one of the top sleep experts in the nation. You may remember my interview with him last year. He's the chief medical officer for ResMed and the chairman of the Consumer Technology Association's health division. He's here to share information from this important survey and how sleep impacts overall health. Welcome back to the show, Carlos.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we'll dive right in. What are some of the highlights from this great survey you did?
Yeah, the survey is actually quite interesting for two results that jumped out at me. As you alluded to in the introduction, about 64% of the respondents feel like they're getting enough hours of sleep. They're lying in bed the number of hours they think they should be, but 81% admitted to having at least one sign or symptom of sleep deprivation the next day. So everything from excessive daytime sleepiness to dry mouth, sore throat, waking up with headaches, or even waking up drenched in sweat, all signs that you're not getting good sleep. Some of them potentially signs that there's a sleep disorder at play.
I'm thinking about having water right now, so you just had dry mouth. Now, what does the survey reveal? What is keeping people up at night?
Great question. You know, most people talked about the things that you would imagine, the things that cause anxiety and race through your mind. We've all had those nights where something at work, something at home, finances keep you awake. And it's okay every once in a while to have one of those nights. But when you are having trouble sleeping, your mind is racing 2, 3, 4 nights a week, that's when there's a problem. The other thing that people admitted to that was keeping them up at night was their screens, their phones and iPads and computers that they're staring at. We know better. We've seen and heard enough, but yet people admit that about a third of people are admitting that, yeah, I probably should put that screen down, but I don't.
Guilty as charged. How can someone know if a sleep disorder is to blame for sleep issues?
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, it's okay every once in a while to have a bad night. And some of the symptoms we talked about are not a definite sign of a sleep disorder. But if there is anything about your sleep that has you concerned, the best thing to do is talk with your doctor. You know, unfortunately, physicians don't always ask about sleep, and we don't always think to mention it. But it is probably the single most important thing you can do every single day for your health is to get a good night's sleep. So if any of these signs or symptoms we've discussed concern you, also if anybody says, you know, sometimes you can't tell what's going on, you're asleep. But if you have someone who shares the bed with you and they say things like, boy, you really snore loud, or it sounds like you might stop breathing while you're snoring, those are also things to bring up with your doctor.
Mm-hmm. So what's something simple that people can do to improve their sleep?
Yeah, a couple of very simple things you can do. Have that same schedule every night, or as much as you can control your sleep schedule. Our bodies and our brain like to go to bed about the same time every night and wake up about the same time every morning. We all see it now. Just 1 hour disruption in our clocks this weekend can throw you for a loop for a few days. And so having a regular schedule is the best thing you can do. Also keeping the room dark, having a comfortable temperature in the room for you. And again, put down those screens. Do not doom scroll through your social media feed looking for that next funny cat video. I promise it'll be there in the morning.
I would say guilty as charged, but I don't do the cat videos. But Candy Crush is a different story. I am over 10,000. But anyways, what else should or can people do about sleep problems?
Yeah, you know, educate yourself. Learn, you know, the difference between something that might just be an annoying sign or symptom. If you're a little tired one day, that's very different than being chronically tired every single day. That's what I had. So I had sleep apnea that was undiagnosed for many years, mostly because I was in denial. I just thought it was normal that I was tired all the time. But if you're finding yourself deep into the afternoon and struggling to stay awake, having to drink a lot of coffee in the afternoon to stay awake, or caffeine, and then can't fall asleep because you've had caffeine late in the day. All these things are just telling you your body and your sleep are out of whack, and you want to ask those questions, educate yourself. Don't be afraid to talk to your doctor. I know I said it before, but sleep is literally the single best thing you can do for yourself every day, is to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, and it is step away from the device. And I've noticed that with all these series now, we used to have to wait a week for a program to come on to continue. But now, because that word binging, or what is that called? When you watch the series,
binge watching,
whatever. Yeah, it's really bad for your sleep if you're not strong enough to step away from the device. So that's my advice on that.
Oh, sure.
Now, how do we get more information? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say guilty as charged. I've done the same where you're like, one more episode.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
That's my number one sleep robber. And I, you know better, but it's really, you know, that's a skill to develop, is discipline to step away from the device and don't poke the animal. Don't even start the series. I'm sorry, Netflix, but you're the enemy right now for my sleep, because you're absolutely right, Dr. Nunez. Sleep is the most important thing for anyone's level of efficiency, effectiveness, and happiness, for sure. So as I was asking before, I want to make sure everyone who's listening now or later can go to sleepforbettertomorrow.com. Is that the correct address?
Yes, sleepforbettertomorrow.com. Lots of great information about healthy sleep, sleep disorders, even a link to my podcast, which has some really good information about sleep and wellness.
Fantastic. So it's sleep for, not the number four, F-O-R, bettertomorrow.com. Before I let you go, quick question.
Yep.
What do you say is the number of hours that you absolutely need for a good night's sleep? Because I have arguments with people around this.
Yeah, no. The science shows, and one of the research studies that I was actually recently involved in shows, less than 7 is no good. 9 or more is probably no good. So between 7 and 9 really is the magic. That's that magic number.
I'm in trouble. But I wake up after 5 hours every night, and I get a lot done. But anyways, I won't argue with you. I'm not going to argue with an expert. I hear you. I will try to integrate. Thank you so much, Dr. Nunez, for coming back to my show. Every year you give great information. Sleepforbettertomorrow.com is where you can get all of this information. And I wish you the best sleep ever. Thanks, Dr. Nunez.
Thank you.
you so much, Polly, for doing this while I'm remote. We did a lot of problem solving, and I love the fact that every issue has the opportunity for more creativity and problem solving. And welcome back. You are tuned to Take My Advice. I'm Not Using It. Get Balanced with Dr. Marissa, the morning show here on NBC News Radio, KCAA, the station that leaves no listener behind, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and streaming everywhere. And I am so glad that we're going to be able to answer questions if you have them. So go to my YouTube channel right now, streaming live, as well as my Facebook and my LinkedIn. So we'll look forward to seeing eyeballs and to have you interact. But if you're driving, please don't do that until you land somewhere. And I'm so delighted, as you can see, I have a live in studio guest with me as I am in San Diego attending the fabulous Secret Knock put on by my friend Greg Reed. Is the best highlight yesterday for me was getting hugged twice by his son Colt Reed, who you know as my bump partner on the red carpet, and we'll be doing that tomorrow night. It's a three-day fabulous event by invite only, so you'll make sure that you attend for next year because it's always sold out, and I get to meet really interesting people. And today is no exception. As you can see, I have here a new friend. His name is?
Andre Russo.
I can't say it like he does. So I want to have him do that. And I thought it would be interesting. I haven't done this for a while for my guests. I do not have an answering machine like normal people. I have a questioning machine. So when you call me, it says, who are you? And what do you want? So, my new friend, who are you and what do you want?
First, thank you so much, Dr. Marissa, for inviting me. My name is Andre Russo. I am Peruvian by birth, but Texan by choice. I'm a serial entrepreneur, an innovator, an agent of positive change in the world that is trying to drive a purpose-driven life and help other people influence other lives to go in that direction and seek wholeness and joy and happiness like your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you absolutely are. We shared a great dinner last night, and the things that he was saying, it was like, wow, we don't have the same teachers, but there's a lot of the same truths that we're going to talk about today. And he does have a number one best-selling book that he's going to describe as we talk about why this book was so important to be written and what the interesting, it's called The Human IOS. And this is a number one bestseller now. You're going to have to go out and get it, but you get a personal introduction. So I'm going to start with, did you think as a child you would be doing what you're doing now?
Really not. Yeah. I never thought I would be an author. This book, yes, was an inspiration that I basically downloaded from the universal Wi-Fi. And it came out really quickly. It was put together in 4 months. So it's a message that I feel that the world needs, because there's a lot of things that are happening now that compromise our happiness. Mm. But it invites you to live inside out instead of outside in. And most of our younger generations, especially Generation Z, are looking at the phone all the time and to the inside. And it should be switched. It should be from the inside to the outside.
Oh.
That's one concept that I work through the book. The second concept that is really important is that once you develop your IOS, which is your internal operating spirit, right, is that divine imprint that we all have. 8 billion people have this same divine imprint. We can call it the soul. But I'm utilizing allegories because I'm a technologist, with technology, so I can connect with this Generation Z that understands TikTok and Wi-Fi and cloud and malware and all that stuff. So this is an effort to really connect, because the world is disconnected now. Mm-hmm. The world is polarized now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a humongous wave of people that are enlightened that are looking at are really improving the human condition, like you.
Right? Yes.
So this is why United, and when we talk about simple truth, this is a book of simple truth. It's not a religious book. I try to stay away from that. I'm Catholic myself, and I love my faith. But the reality is there's truths that are universal, and we have to stick to them so that we have a common language that our ancient people really understood. And this book brings all of those things alive and connected.
Interesting, interesting. Could you turn that air conditioner on?
Sure.
Thank you. I think it's a little on the background. But so, gosh, there's like 88,000 places I could go right now. And I'm just trying to, let's go to connectivity. So I like to, in the first half of the show, talk about reality and put the moose on the table or talk about the elephant in the room that I hear many people, parents, teachers, supervisors, leaders in organizations, disparagingly talk about this new generation and the demise of the young people and how they don't go out and play and they don't go out into nature and they stay in front of the computer and they play useless games and they waste their time or they're smoking pot all the time or all of those things that are described, as you said, with your inside, you know, preoccupation with the inside, not outside. So you're not connecting except with the people you're playing games with. You're not connecting with nature. You're not connecting with who, you know, self-reflection is really not something that is highlighted. So all of those ways in which you saw disconnection is really the foundation of what you saw as where we're hurting, right, on the planet, individually, the polarization. We talked about that at dinner. You said, which I agree with, America has never been so polarized. And, you know, we used to be able to say, let's agree to disagree. And now we can't even say that because if you don't think like I do, I'm going to unfriend you. I'm going to call you stupid. I'm going to call you. I'm going to cancel you. I'm going to ghost you. All of those like there's no middle ground. There's no gray area. There's no balance.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's beautiful what you're saying because in reality, there should be no separation. Right, separation occurred as a cause of sin, and if you go back to the original sin when Adam and Eve picked up the apple, you know, four things happened: four ruptures, rupture with God, rupture with yourself, rupture with a neighbor, and rupture with nature. So that's the initial disconnection. That's what I'm saying. The human iOS, the internal operating spirit, has to be reset, has to be rebooted, and has to be restored to the original function, because we are all good by nature. We're all good, but we have to reclaim that goodness. So that's the initial step. Once you connect inside out and you start working your life towards not only unveiling, but resetting, restoring your iOS, then the universe conspires to help you, because the universe, and I'm saying universe could say God, right?
Right.
The universe is constantly looking for people that are enlightened, because that's the purpose of this life. These 80, 100 years that we have here is just a night candle, right? So the consciousness, the collective consciousness that we talked about last night, that we're seeing it with your words, my words, we're saying the same thing.
Right,
because
that's
we're speaking
the
same truth.
Yes.
And here at Secret Knock, I'm finding so many people so connected to that truth that is just amazingly powerful. So even though we see that we live in a VUCA world, and VUCA is a term that they use at Davos, right? I was in Davos a month ago, invited as a member of the delegation of the Hispanic Latinos in the U.S. At the World Economic Forum. The VUCA world means volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. So that's a term that I heard it 5 years ago at the WEF, and it's real, because the world is volatile, the world is complex, the world is uncertain, and the world is ambiguous. Mm-hmm. So this book brings hope. You talk about hope. I love hope, because faith in the future gives you power in the present. Right?
Hold on. Let's digest that one. Say that again.
Faith in the future.
Faith in the future.
Which is hope.
Which is hope. I was just going to say that.
Gives you power in the present.
Gives you power in the presence. So
present.
In the present moment.
Yeah, in the moment.
Now.
Now. I'm right. Powerful because I have hope. Because if you lose hope, you lose everything.
So that's profound, because we are in a state of hopelessness in a way that we've never been before.
And COVID is a great example of that, because COVID brought a lot of anxiety into the equation, because in 12 weeks it disrupted a little bug that we don't see. In 12 weeks disrupted the way we work, the way we travel, the way we cook, the way we meet your family, the way we move, everything, right? So I touched on that on my book too. So I touched on this is a post-COVID thing, and it's an allegoric book that takes you through a narrow path to the heart of humanity, but it gives you solutions, which is connect to the universal Wi-Fi. Some people could call it the Holy Spirit, right? But it's the universal Wi-Fi. Why? Because our kids, our Generation Z, the first thing they do when you travel with them is go to a restaurant. What is the Wi-Fi? And what is the password?
Yeah.
The first thing. Yeah, so they need to understand that in order for them to get that joyous and hopeful and beautiful life that we are all created and deserve to be giants, children of light, you know, warriors of light, they have to be connected inside.
Wow.
That's the message.
Yeah. So okay, let's go to the put moose on the table about religion, and when you say Holy Spirit, when you say God, and I've talked about this on the show before, I'm actually allergic to religion, and it came about by being raised extremely rigidly and dogmatically, you know, this is the only way. This is, you know, if you're going to hell unless you do these things or think these things or believe these things, you know, all in the name of Jesus, all in the name. And so I know that I'm not alone. There's a whole generation of us who went, I don't want to have a God that needs anger management classes, that is always smiting people, to be my, you know, hope or connection to that. And then through many different avenues and journeys, I've come to a place where I still am allergic to religion, but I absolutely am so hooked in. And when I meditate, I like take my tail, which is a plug, and I plug it into my UPS man, my universal power source.
Exactly.
Who delivers, you know, every morning when I pray and meditate. And I do call that power God. Without the God, it's a God of my understanding that is very different than the God that I grew up with. But I realized that by throwing God away when I didn't want the religious side of it, I was throwing away a connection with that power that you talk about, that is the one that created the incredible world, and the fact that no drop of water in the ocean and the blade of grass on a blade of grass or a leaf on the tree is the same, or a grain of sand is so unique, just like the 4. How many billion of us are now?
8 billion.
Well, we're at 8 billion. Where did I go? Eight billion. That's a good number. Eight's a lucky number in Chinese, by the way. So each individual one of us are a full expression of that power that I absolutely know, like
because
you
they're
said,
connected. This is the beauty of it, right? Because it's a frequency.
Yeah.
Love is the higher frequency, that how this was created. But the reality is that there's universal truths that have been discovered for ancient civilization, the Incas, the Mayas, the Aztecs.
Mm-hmm. Toltec.
Toltec. Yeah. I mean, you talk about them. They had so much connection and respect for nature. I talk about Pachamama, Mother Earth, Pachamama, right?
Yeah.
I talk about females like you.
Yeah.
You're a warrior. You're an enlightened person, right? And I've met so many women so powerful in this century that I really hope that we have more women running for presidents because we have less wars in this world, right, number one.
Okay.
But the other thing is this no separation, so this message is, since truth is universal, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Muslim or a Catholic or a Protestant or whatever, we don't touch that. We touch the truthness of the message. Also, I include the metaverse. One of my characters called Llama, because he carries a bunch of stuff since he was a kid and that was his nickname, but Llama lives in the metaverse. And that's what we see on our kids, right? They're living the metaverse. So if you look at the way we are, we're really avatars because your iOS is your internal operating spirit or system, your soul.
Yeah.
But this is your avatar that lasts for 80 years. And now we're trying to get into another virtual reality to create another avatar and live in that world when we're not living in full consciousness in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about hope and when you talk about happiness, happiness comes as a result of the gratitude and the connectedness that you have with no separation, or with everything and everyone. And that's what we need to seek. But to unleash that, you need to start with yourself. We cannot heal the world if we don't heal ourselves.
Amen. To that.
It's
amen.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is absolutely true. And wow, it's funny because we have very different teachers, but you can tell as he's talking, it's the same message. It's that same oneness. It's the universal love, you know, the teachings of Christ. I was throwing Jesus out, the baby with the bathwater,
yes,
too, because of my aversion to how I grew up in religion, where there's many ways to God and there's many rooms in a God's mansion, but I'm in the penthouse and you're in the basement, right? so I love all universal truth is telling me is that love, the highest vibration, that that the truth is not because I'm right and you're wrong.
Exactly.
The truth is that highest level of love and harmony and creativity
and synchronicity.
And synchronicity.
And when you move that to the universe level, because God is way up there, we don't see him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the universe that we do see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what when my book has a balancing guy standing up on a Wi-Fi sign, right? That guy works is me working within the two worlds, because I'm a serial entrepreneur and I work with the material and the spiritual,
mm-hmm,
and I'm a connector like you.
Mm-hmm.
So we need people like us. I talk in the book also, you know, at the World Economic Forum, we talked about the new world order, and I think they're smoking weed.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know what they're
well,
talking
it's
about.
Legal now.
It's okay, but the reality is, we come from certain, after World War II, we came from certain order.
Mm-hmm.
For 75 years. And then we went into disorder with the COVID very quickly in 2020. In 2020, in March, boom, everything changed in 8 weeks. And now we're in the disorder. I think disorder is going to continue for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be just a COVID. It's going to be another COVID. It's going to be a war. It's going to be volcanoes. It's going to be earthquakes in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the things that are happening here with the rain. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I saw a rainbow this morning on the way in.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
There is torrential waters in the desert of Peru today.
Wow.
Torrential waters. It's never been like that.
Wow.
So what is COVID for me? A wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Nature is telling us, hey, wake up, you
know,
human.
Yeah.
You know, get it.
You know,
wake up, alert, you know, turn the way, connect with me.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this, again, we need to reconnect. That's why the allegories of technology are so fitting. And I was really received this, that that I could find the people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Find this youth. 55% of the youth are agnostic. 55%.
55%?
They don't believe in nothing. Wow. The Generation Z, they don't believe. But they say that they're authentic. And I believe they're authentic. I've talked to a lot of them. Mm-hmm. They say that they look for the truth. Mm-hmm. I believe in that too. They say that they're not religious, that they don't go to mass, that they don't do a bunch of things. They also have more conscience than you and me in choosing companies that are, you know, that are green, mm-hmm. that are friendly to the environment, mm-hmm. to protect nature. And they speak out about it. But they don't know the how. See, what I have realized is that Generation C doesn't really know how. They want the truth, but how to get to the truth? It's complicated because mm-hmm. there's so many narratives mm-hmm. in today's world, and more pluralization, and everybody has an opinion.
Right.
And we're becoming gods ourselves, mm-hmm. right? So the challenge is here. So I'm telling you how. Go inside. Go inside. Unveil your connect to your real essence, your divine essence, your infinite, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then from there, connect to the universal Wi-Fi. I don't call it in God. Right. So it's simple. Right. Simple truth. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I love simple Jesus. I think his message is on point.
His message is incredible.
On point. Yeah. I'm staying away from religion. But
yeah.
I love
it. For sure. And the teachings of Christ, you know, are really, unfortunately, lost in the translation by many religions, right? That, you know, how many wars have been started in the name of, you know, whatever.
In the name of God, they have done tremendous damage.
Yeah, and let me do a station ID before we keep going. If you've just tuned in and are wondering who is in my studio today, it is the number one best-selling author of The Human IOS, Andres Rousseau. I can't say it like he does, but I'm just delighted to have him and talking. And you know, you're gonna wonder, well, he sounds a lot like you, but we have different teachers and we've had different paths. But the universal truth is that we are connected, and you are listening to Take My Advice. I'm not using it. Get Balanced with Dr. Marissa, the morning show here on KCAA. AM 1050, FM 106.5, and streaming everywhere on the station that leaves no listener behind. So let's go back to and this is so powerful, that what in the effort to live the American dream, mm-hmm. I will say, has led a lot of people to be so outwardly focused on how do I look, how much do I have, a fixed mentality around, you know, if you have, then you've taken from me, or if I have, there's nothing for you. That fixed pie, very non universal truth of there's more than enough, right? There's more than enough resources for us. There's more than enough food to feed every single child, that no one should be starving. So what the fork is happening that we can't get that fixed.
We are disconnected. That's the main.
That's the original sin.
That's the root of the problem.
That we're separated from.
But nature is abundant. Everything mm-hmm. that nature gives you is abundant. We have to just claim that to our beings mm-hmm. that we can. We're part of that abundancy, so that we can start working on that and bring that secret into our lives mm-hmm. to make it a manifestation in what you're doing, mm-hmm. because nature is abundant. You see how we pollute, we make calls, we throw rockets, and nature keeps on coming, mm-hmm. keeps on coming, keeps on giving.
Yeah,
you know. So we live. I was saying, and my book talks about the VUCA world, to just set up the thing. Again, I have total hope that we're gonna get out of this, but the reality is we're gonna get out of it by getting into it.
Yes.
Now, the solutions don't come from the outside in. The solutions come from the inside out. And you know that, Doctor.
I do know that. But it's such a shift from hundreds of years of believing in dog eat dog, rat race. I look better than you. I have more than you. That the secret to happiness is the acquisition of things, material things. That what's most important is that I protect my, you know, all of
that's
this.
That's scarcity.
And, yes.
And you know, our minds process at 10 kbps, kilobytes per second. It's 10,000 bytes. Why? Because we have five senses, and the five senses have to slow down the speed of your processing to understand what is happening. I'm smelling some food, I'm listening to a car, I'm watching you taping me. So, but that's a survival. Everybody's on survival, okay, the speed. Mm. But there's a higher speed, and there's time and space when there isn't survival. Mm-hmm. Always time, you're locked into time and space. And it's, the more you have, the less I have, so screw you, right? Mm-hmm. Where I come from, where I want to take the people, is to see, hey, there's a win-win. This is a thousand times the 10 kbps is 10 megas. We can process the 10 megas in our head, but we do it unconsciously. And when do we do it? When we dream. Why? Because you could see your grandfather is there, or you can be working in China and then China and flying to Peru and doing amazing things. There's no time and space. But imagine using that power consciously, mm-hmm. which is what some of the enlightened people do. Mm-hmm. Leaving that. So 2 + 2 is not 4, it's 20 or mm-hmm. 50, mm-hmm. right? So and I discovered that there's even a higher speed, which is 1,000 times that, which is gigabytes. Mm-hmm. Right, 10 gigabytes. So what I'm proposing is to connect like a fiber connection to the universal Wi-Fi to download new upgrades to your iOS. So you and firewalls, because as you walk the narrow path, you need to protect yourself from going into the dark side, because the dark side is also opportunities to grow. Uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. When you don't fall into the temptation, take a step higher, mm-hmm. you get more connectivity. Mm-hmm. So in this, I call this 10 gigabyte speed, a greater good speed, mm-hmm. where you and me, I can introduce you to someone, you can do business with them, I don't do nothing, mm-hmm. but just for introducing that connection and creating a higher good and improving the human your human condition, I get it on the other side 100-fold. Mm-hmm. And it has happened to me many times, mm-hmm. where I'm not mm-hmm. seeking for material remuneration, mm-hmm. but it comes to me somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So I have an abundant life.
Yes.
I do. Yeah. I'm in synchronicity with everybody that I touch. I flow, and I talk about the book, in the book about the flow. The flow is the result of that synchronicity that enables you to if you have your antennas on, right?
Yeah.
That enables you to really connect to the signs and the texts and the TikToks and the WhatsApp that the universe is sending you every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we don't see it because we're filtering them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm laughing because almost every day I talk about, you know, walking around with your antenna up, and you just did it. And it's just like the synchronicity in his language and what he's talking about. Those of you who have been longtime supporters are probably laughing too. It's like, I swear to God, like,
we
I did not.
Yeah,
it's so funny. Oh gosh, it's great. I mean, it feels good to know that that the universe. Okay, how am I going to say this? I mean, every time you talk, like, there's things I want to say, and then you know, you don't let me speak. So.
Oh, sorry.
Just kidding. I'm so just kidding. But y'all know, right? First of all, peace in, peace out to Nathan, who introduced me as Secret Knock. And it's interesting because I now have a lineup of a lot of people that want to be on the show. And so in past years, I have looked for guests at Secret Knock. And this year, I just sat back and wasn't looking. And then Nathan and I were chatting, and he said, I have someone. And I, you know, I meet a lot of people who want to be on the show, which is wonderful. But the fact that this was a synchronous connection, because I wasn't looking for it, you weren't looking for it. And then we end up realizing that, and I don't even want to call them light workers, because it makes it sound like, you know, oh, you're better than everybody. As I was telling you yesterday, this is about everyone feeling that they matter on the planet. And I want to just address those of you who are poo-poo on spirituality, who say, oh, you're just telling me to get a vision board and go sit under a Bodhi tree and, you know, and everything will materialize. That is not what we're talking about at all, if I can be so bold, is what the 90% of the gray matter that is not accessed, that we knew about, we're taught that, and you're talking about, is when you're sitting and going within, you are connected to the inspiration, limitless inspiration of a creative force that wants to express through each and every one of us in a unique way. And so when you're in meditation and when you are in the flow, as you told me, you get ideas to create electric cars, or you get the inspiration to write the human iOS and have these brilliant, you know, how I love wordplay. So when he's talking about, you know, new operating systems and firewalls, and I used to say, you know, if your BS, your belief systems aren't working for you, it's time for a soft reboot or a hard reboot, right?
I 4 years ago, I had a heart operation, open heart.
Oh.
I was born with a bicuspid valve, and they changed my valve. They put me a bull valve, but they opened my heart. So what happens when you do a hardware change? You need to do a software download. So this software download that I have that pushed me to the book, it's been 4 years. I did three pilgrimages. I went to Camino to Spain, to Camino de Santiago. I went to Israel, to Jerusalem for 2 weeks on a retreat, and I went to visit La Señora Guardiana de la Fe in Ecuador. And I started downloading. I mean, my heart was pumping, but I was downloading all this new software, trying to, holy Christ, what's happening? And this, you know, this is not only me. Everybody has this magnificence inside.
Yeah.
It's just the matter of reconnecting to it.
Yes.
And it's and when you start living inside out, it's a narrow path. It's narrow. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Because it's not...
It's not easy. Yeah.
Now, in the past, it was the evil against the good. Now is the good against the easy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. The easy path takes you to the bad road.
Uh-huh.
What we need to do is get that greatness that we have mm-hmm. out,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I'm challenging our youth. You know, you mm-hmm. are seekers of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the plain truth. But find yourself inside first
mm-hmm.
so that you have a platform to stand
mm-hmm.
from.
Mm-hmm. It's such a different message than what many in our generation, or I'm ageless, but that we're told you have to spend 10,000 hours in order to be an expert in anything, that your job is to get good at one thing, and that's the only thing that you do for the rest of your life, even though you hate it and don't like doing it, too bad, because that's what makes you money. You don't blow your own horn, don't think too much of yourself, you're not all that. You should, you're shouldn't on all the time. And that is the, when you close your eyes and you think about who am I, it's not a pretty thing. And what you're saying is that's all conditioned falsehoods, right? It's not the truth. Mm. The truth is you are magnificent.
You are
uniquely loving, lovable, loved, wrapped in a warm blanket of worthiness. You have a unique talent, gift, and ability to share in the life that you have in that dash from birth to death. And that is the purpose of life.
And that's so beautiful, because you're talking a total reset. And I know some of your audience, like me, we have a difficult childhood. My parents were divorced, and we all have our own history, right?
7 out of 10 of us, childhood trauma.
I know, we have a childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. But the reality is we can restore that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do it consciously. It is not an unconscious job. It has to be purposeful driven.
Yeah.
And it has to be continuous connection to the iOS,
mm-hmm.
to your internal operating spirit, so that you can reset it. So I challenge our listeners mm-hmm. to really explore that as a suggestion, mm-hmm. because you will have a fuller life. You will have a more happiness.
Yeah.
And your family will get the benefits. Your kids will get the benefits. And you will start organizing your internal being
mm-hmm.
and then allow the connections to happen and the universe to manifest.
Yes.
And with gratitude is key to all this. What are you laughing about now?
Because I start every show with taking a bite of my gratitude sandwich.
Okay.
But we didn't do it today because okay, we had now, other stuff going, so we can do it now.
We'll be eating the gratitude sandwich with you already.
That's right. Let's do it. So what my suggestion is all the time, and I started doing this on the show about 8 months ago, every time we start a show, we have breakfast. So we're going to have breakfast right now, a little late. And the top of the bun is 8 specific things you're grateful for. And the bottom of the bun is 8 things that you like about yourself. So it's right aligned with everything we're talking about. So let's go. I'm grateful that I synchronistically met this number one best-selling author who was originally from Peru.
Yes.
And an innovator and a creative thinker and a downloader of the truth. And that we got to accidentally meet at Secret Knock yesterday. That's my first gratitude. Go.
Okay, well, total gratitude to meet you, Dr. Marisa. I mean, it was unexpected. And I'm grateful that you are here. And I know we had to get to here. It was you fly very softly. I'm amazed how you move and do things. You flow really well.
Thank you.
I'm gratitude for your flow.
Great. I'm grateful that I saw a rainbow this morning on the drive to the hotel.
I'm grateful for my wife and my family because I spent a week with them in Los Angeles and San Diego last
Beautiful.
Week.
Beautiful. I'm grateful that there are two books, I think I have. Hold on. There's two books now that you can use to find yourself within, beyond. You hold yours.
Yeah.
Actually, you hold mine, and I'll hold yours. These two books are going to help you if you're sold now to say, okay, I'm going to stop looking outside. I want to go inside. You all know my book, 8 Ways to Happiness. I'm going to give an Asian Oprah giveaway today of the audiobook version of this book to the first person that goes to drmarisa.life and says, download on the subject line and I'll get that to you. And then this book, which is the highlighted book today, is must have, because if you're resonating at all, if you're like, is this all there is, recovering from COVID, is that all there is now to focus on? No, you now have the opportunity to find that beautiful part of you that has always been there that you've not been connected with. And here's the handbook for it, The Human IOS by
Andre Russo.
And see, I can't say it like
it's
that.
It's in Audible and it's also on ebook, and I'm getting the Spanish version in a month.
Yay!
So I feel that this is a purpose-driven initiative that was downloaded from the universe, and
yes.
I'm just doing my part.
Yes, fantastic. And I think we're being told by my beautiful sound engineer that we're almost out of time. Let's go right to appreciation and one appreciation that you have of yourself. What do you like about yourself that you're not walking around with antenna looking for likes, looking for approval? What do you know?
I love that I am a truth seeker. Truth gives you freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very content with myself because I'm looking for the truth constantly.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Jeff Hoffman, who's the co-founder of Priceline, yesterday did a presentation. I'll be putting that on social today, a little clip of it. And he talked about, the gear, what's on your dashboard of your car, and are you good with yourself? And I wanted to, yell from where I was, I've never been more happy in this moment right now with my life. Like, I
Same
can
here.
Say that. And the fact that I can actually say that and not say I'll be happy when is one of the things that I treasure the most about myself and my life.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so important to be in the present.
It is. Because it's a gift. It's a gift.
It's the present.
Right? Present. It's
exactly.
a gift. It's a gift. All right. And we're going to be out of time in a minute. Final word. Very short.
Final word. So thank you so much. Explore these suggestions that I'm providing in the book. The book in the audible version is like a story. It goes all the way to Latin America. It ends up in Marcahuasi, which is a mesa in Peru. Mm-hmm. Goes through Nazca, Cusco, the Andes. There's some shaman experiences. It's the world of today, but it's a narrow path that is beautiful. So I ask you to look into it.
Beautiful.